So the first type of hikar and tafel, which we mentioned yesterday, is where that the chila of the tafel only comes because of the chila of the hikar, he has some meat afterwards to address, it was too salty, etc. That type of tafel, which basically has no function of its own, other than to help for the chila of the hikar. Similarly, some poskim talk about a person will be eating it beforehand in order to get him hungry for the food which comes afterwards. So the tafel, its function there is only as a way to eat the ikar, and that's it. In that situation, so even though you're not eating it together, so the bracha of the tafel, the bracha of the ikar covers the tafel. This halacha, the bracha of the ikar covers the tafel, is either only if you had intent in mind when you made the bracha on the ikar that you're planning to eat the tafel also. Or, you normally do this, a person eats maliach, he eats salty fish, and he normally has a tafel he has some bread with it afterwards to break the flavor. But if he had no intent at all, so that situation, he would need to make a bracha on the tafel. There's a question in halacha, what about if you eat, in the case you're eating the ikar before, you're eating the tafel before the ikar? So we said in that situation you would have to make a bracha on the tafel because you have not made any bracha yet. So I want to point out, explain a very important understanding in the concept of ikar and tafel. People make a mistake in the concept of ikar and tafel, and they think you're making a bracha on the ikar and no bracha at all on the tafel. That is a mistake. The correct understanding of ikar and tafel is that the bracha that you say on the ikar includes the tafel also, since the tafel is secondary to the ikar. The bracha that you say on the ikar includes the tafel also. So therefore, when you made a bracha on the salty fish, the shahakal on the fish, that included the bread that you ate afterwards also. The bracha went on both. That's why you have to have in mind for that. You're going to eat it beforehand. You can't eat food without a bracha. So you have to make a bracha. So the case where the person would eat something in order to make himself hungry to eat, he wants to eat something. He's not really such a moody figure. He has a slice of grapefruit. It'll get him going. So he's eating the grapefruit just to get to the food. We have to make a bracha. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, the Ramah says, but in that situation, the bracha you make is a shahakol. Since it's not being eaten for its own purpose, it's being eaten as a hechatimsa to something else, it loses its chashivas, and the bracha is a shahakol. Mishnah Berurah brings in others' arguments, say that the bracha is its correct bracha, and therefore he says it's preferable not to get involved in that situation, because it's safek bracha, what bracha you're supposed to make. The last point that Mishnah Berurah points out over here is the other end, the person eating it afterwards. So we say, since your intent is solely just to break the flavor of the salty fish, therefore it's included in the bracha of the fish. That really depends on what your thought process is. If that's really your intent, so that's all you have to do. However, if your intent is a little because you like bread, so now you have to make a moitzi on it. So the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Shloah. The Shloah said he therefore advises it's preferable not to use this eitzah, because of the suffix you're going to have, what do you really mean? Do you mean only just because of the food which came beforehand? Or do you possibly also mean because of the fact that you're enjoying this food for itself also? And because of the suffix, it's better not to get involved in this situation. So if a person would be eating it only for that purpose, he knows clearly it's only his purpose, so obviously he'd be allowed to do that, and the bracha on the salty fish or whatever it is will be covered the bread which he's eating afterwards also, even though he's not eating it together, but it's suggestible not to get involved in that type of situation. A few announcements in regards to the bechina. We're going to divide it up into two parts, because it's a large amount of material. The first bechina will be on Thursday, the notes will be posted today, and the second bechina will be on Sunday. Have a good morning.